friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nesta sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's begin with Olympic news. The Canadian and Australian Olympic committees now say they won't send athletes to the Tokyo Games unless they're postponed for a year, becoming the first countries to announce such decisions in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. They joined several other countries, including Norway, Brazil and Slovenia, that have pressed the IOC on a possible postponement, but none had flat out said they won't go if the games start as scheduled on July 24th. Also on Monday, Japan's prime minister indicated that pushing the games to next year may be inevitable. IOC President Thomas Bach said earlier Sunday the committee will decide within 4 weeks on the games and that the global organization was considering options including postponement. We'll keep you updated on the latest Olympic news as it comes in. Now to Uganda, where the Uganda Cranes head coach Jonathan Johnny McKinstry has described the time spent with the African team as valuable after the national team was disbanded due to the coronavirus threat. The Cranes team was preparing for the 2020 Cameroon African Championships, initially planned for April this year. Reporter Mugume Davis Wakirinji has more from Kampala.
Uganda President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni this Wednesday issued a ban on political, social cultural gatherings and suspended schools as one of the ways to prevent the importation of the coronavirus in the country.
The next front line of fighting the virus is to stop the merrymaking, the discourse, the dances, the bars, the sports, the music shows, cinemas, and the concerts. These are very dangerous gathering points with the virus around. All these are suspended for a month, for 32 days.
Consequently, the Uganda Cranes Science Squad that has been undergoing training since the beginning of this month suspended the training schedules. Coach Jonathan McKinstry says his players were ready for the tournament. He says the 2 weeks training period with over 30 players will still have a positive impact on Ugandan soccer.
The boys have worked incredibly hard over the last 2.5 weeks, and they've also shown great development. You know, a lot of learning has went on. We couldn't be anything more than pleased with the players, because really they've taken big steps forward in the last couple of weeks in terms of their understanding, in terms of their practice. And so whilst it's disappointing that we won't be going to Cameroon in a few weeks' time, we also see these last couple of weeks as very valuable, both in terms of preparation for the tournament when it eventually does take place, but also just in improving the level of the domestic players here.
While addressing journalists this week, Edgar Watson, the chief executive officer of Uganda Soccer Governing Board, FUFA, used the opportunity to dispel misconceptions about the coronavirus.
We've also had football stakeholders thinking that this effect of the virus is actually for people who are unfit or people who don't actually train. But we want to take this moment to inform all football stakeholders that this concern is serious and we are guiding them to follow the Ministry of Health guidelines.
The Ministry of Health and World Health Organization guidelines in preventing the spread of COVID-19 disease include washing hands regularly with soap and water, covering nose and mouth while coughing or sneezing, and avoiding close contact with people who are unwell. Coronavirus started in China in late 2019 before spreading to other continents, including Africa, resulting in suspension of major sports activities. Uganda has not had a case of coronavirus, although neighboring countries Rwanda, DR Congo, Kenya and Tanzania have been affected. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinj in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks Mugume, I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Nigeria, where Nigerian football fans, public viewing center owners, and football betting shops are missing international football following the suspension of major European leagues. Ion Mike Mbonye reports from Lagos.
Evans Johnson is the manager of a public viewing center at Gowon Estate, a Lagos suburb. He says business has gone down because of the suspension of major European football leagues. The leagues were suspended because of the coronavirus pandemic. Johnson says the suspension of European football leagues has taken a toll on the viewing centers.
Yeah, it has been very, very dull since it has been really not okay because the coronavirus, everybody is scared of it. And what we say the Nigerian government is trying to put a sanction for this gathering thing. So business really has gone down drastically. So it has not been well with us.
Owners of football betting shops are also feeling the impact of the suspension of football matches in Europe. Tony Adams, who owns a betting shop, says customers have deserted his business center because of the suspension of European League matches. He says, in his words, the last business we did was the El Clasico match between Real Madrid and FC Barcelona. All of a sudden, we heard that football matches have been suspended in Europe because of coronavirus. Business has not been the same, and we pray for better days to come. Some Nigerian fans of football clubs in Europe have been reacting to the suspension of matches because of coronavirus.
My name is Agofo Pascal. I support FCB Barcelona. Wow, I'm super missing the league. Boredom everywhere, no league to watch. My favorite team, which I expected to at least win the trophy this season. I don't know, man. I just hope this gets better. I'm super missing the league, seriously. And I hope this coronavirus gets to a stop soon.
My name is Benedict, and I support Manchester City. Very well. First of all, I heard about the outbreak and we thought we lost one of our players to it, Benjamin Mendy, but the result came out negative and the league has been on suspension since then, and it's been troublesome not watching our favorite team play.
My name is Darlington and I support Chelsea. It's been too bad. Like, nothing to do all weekends. You know, coronavirus has really caused a lot of, I think I'll call it havoc for us, because watching football is like, it's like we have that passion for watching football. Now when we can't watch football, sorry, my team Chelsea has been so very bad. So I just hope that things get better.
The fans and owners of business centers want action to resume in European leagues. They also pray for an end to the coronavirus. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Ayo Mike Mbonye in Lagos.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. More football news. Former Manchester United midfielder of Moroccan descent Marouane Fellaini has confirmed that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 32-year-old, who joined Chinese club Shandong last January from the English Premier League side, is the first player in the country's top flight to have returned a positive test for the virus. Juventus and Argentina forward Paulo Dybala also tested positive, making him the third Juve player to be infected so far. Fellow Juventus teammates Daniel Rugani and French midfielder of Angolan descent Blaise Matuidi also tested positive for the virus earlier this month. AC Milan have also confirmed that their technical director and football legend Paolo Maldini and his son Daniel, a current player for the same club, have both contracted the coronavirus. Paolo Maldini is regarded as one of the best defenders Italy has ever produced and made a joint record 647 Serie A appearances. Former Real Madrid president Lorenzo Sanz died on Saturday after being hospitalized with the virus. The 76-year-old was president at the Bernabeu from 1995 to 2000, a period in which Real were crowned Champions League winners twice. Sanz signed players including Roberto Carlos, former Cameroon national team manager Clarence Seedorf, and Davor Suka, during his time in charge of the 33-time Spanish champions, and lost the 2000 presidential election to Florentino Perez, which sparked Real's big spending galactical era.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Liverpool forward Sadio Mane has donated $47,000 to help aid the fight against coronavirus in his home country, Senegal. The 2019 CAF African Player of the Year joins a host of other stars, including Bayern Munich striker Robert Lewandowski, teammates Leon Goretzka and Joshua Kimmich, who have contributed funds to help fight the pandemic. Manchester United and Manchester City also pledged a combined $115,000 to help vulnerable people during the coronavirus crisis. Yao Ofosu joins us from Accra, Ghana, with a report on the postponement of the 2020 African Nations Champions and the effects the coronavirus outbreak has had on African countries, including Cameroon and Uganda.
Now, CAF President Ahmad Ahmad called it the wisest thing to do in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic that has rocked the world. The African Nations Championship is a tournament primarily organized for local footballers on the continent, a chance for many who, but for this championship, might never get an opportunity to wear their national colors with pride. Now, many of the dreams of these footballers could be pushed further due to the virus outbreak that is sweeping across the continent. In a tweet on Tuesday, March 17, the CAF president explained that pushing the tournament to a later date was the best solution to keep the health of players, fans and officials in check. Host nation Cameroon said they were 90% ready to welcome all the countries for the grand tournament, but after the cancellation, Cameroonian journalist Inje Eno tells me everything has changed now in many ways.
Already 10 of the 16 countries to compete in this year's Shan have got cases of coronavirus. There were already reports that Rwanda, the Amavubis of Rwanda, were not going to come in for the Shan. The defending champions Morocco had also expressed concerns about the tournament going on amidst this coronavirus pandemic, the ailment that has brought the sports world to its knees. I think it's just a logical decision already. This decision comes at a huge financial cost. The Cameroonian government has really disbursed huge investments. As we speak, the training of close to 2,000 volunteers for the Shan started today. There's been the printing of material, printing of gadgets for the tournament that's been ongoing. So there's a lot of investment that's been done.
The number of countries that have been affected by the virus now in Africa is up to 34. The continent keeps recording cases every day, and a measure to halt its spread is to halt all football-related activities in the sub-region. Ugandan journalist Alan Darren Kenyunye explains the effects the outbreak has had on his country's football and its rippling effects on the Africa Nations Championship.
The sporting calendar is in disarray as we speak. At the moment, the Uganda Premier League had taken a hold to pave way for the national team to prepare for the Chan finals that were supposed to be held in Cameroon. However, now that won't take place because the Chan finals have been postponed, and it's highly unlikely that the league will resume immediately. So that means that the league would be on a hold for quite a big while, and now clubs will find a big challenge in trying to pay off the different players and different parties, including the staff. Furthermore, you look at preparation for the Olympic Games. Several athletes have been affected. We had two marathoners who were set to take part in the Barcelona Marathon last weekend, but that didn't happen because it's been postponed to October in Spain. The Diamond League will take a little while to start. It is pretty messy for now for African sportsmen.
With the virus spreading by the day, many of Africa's top leagues have suspended the game time to fight the disease. It is a sticky wicket now. Morocco, Ghana, South Africa, Tunisia and Egypt have all suspended their leagues and are waiting a next line of action. The Confederation of African Football has also halted all their products, including the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederations Cup, that sees massive patronage every year. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Yao Fusulabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. While the coronavirus pandemic has led to the suspension of the 2019-2020 NBA season, it has not lessened the league's global impact and reach. The NBA launched a campaign dubbed NBA Together, a global community and social engagement campaign that aims to take advantage of the vast digital footprint and the powerful voices of teams, players, and coaches across the NBA family to support and inspire fans in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The program will amplify the latest global health and safety information, share guidelines and resources, and keep people and communities connected through digital tools and virtual events. The NBA also says it's committed to helping raise more than $50 million to support people affected by the coronavirus, community and healthcare organizations providing vital services around the world. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny for more details and comments about the effects of the coronavirus pandemic on sports around the world. The address once again is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Here in North America, this time of the year brings thoughts of the boys of summer, which means you're talking about professional baseball. As the calendar turns towards April, we are often discussing the opening day of the baseball season, which this year was scheduled for March 26th. Just recently, the Baseball Commissioner announced that the soonest we would see professional baseball again due to the coronavirus outbreak would be May 15th. For most major league players, the loss of games will have a modest effect. But what about the minor league players? Players who are still trying to prove themselves and are looking to start the season in a city like Altoona, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Dan Friedel caught up with Jeff Lanz, the senior communications director for minor league baseball, to discuss what the work stoppage will be like for them.
We're joined now on the Sunny Side of Sports by Jeff Lanz. He's the senior director of communications for minor league baseball. He's based in the U.S. state of Florida. Jeff, we're talking on March 21st. The Major League Baseball season was scheduled to start in just a few days, the minor league baseball season on its heels as well. Why don't you give our listeners a little bit of a sense of where things stand for minor league baseball at this point of the year after the coronavirus outbreak?
Yeah, it's definitely a different scenario for everybody. All the players had just arrived at spring training, and then they turned around and got sent home with really no idea when they'll be back to start training for the 2020 season. It's certainly nothing anybody's ever gone through before, and it's hard to understand, I guess, because baseball players by nature are very routine-oriented, and you plan on getting to spring training on this day, and you start games on this day, and then the regular season starts, and you travel to this city on this day and travel back home on this day. And right now there's none of that, and nobody knows when it might start. So it's really a unique situation, and everybody's kind of at a loss right now.
So, Jeff, for the benefit of our Sunny Side of Sports listeners, I think it would be helpful if you explained a little bit about where minor league baseball fits into the sports atmosphere here in the United States. We talk on our show about teams like the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers, but just for the sake of our listeners to better understand the system, where does minor league baseball fit compared to a team like the Yankees?
Yeah, so there's 30 major league teams, teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs, et cetera, and then they have a feeder system that's called minor league baseball, where each of those teams has usually a minimum of 6 minor league teams and as many as 8 or 9 if they want them. And they're consists of players that are under contract with that organization, and basically they start as either just out of high school or just out of college, and they work their way up, and as they improve their baseball skills, they advance up a level and eventually make it to the big leagues if they're good enough and become Yankees, Cubs, or Dodgers.
So just for our listeners, Jeff and I met a number of years ago when he was working in media relations for the Baltimore Orioles, just about 40 miles away from the Voice of America studios in Washington, D.C. Jeff has transitioned to working for minor league baseball. I thought maybe you could give our listeners a sense of how many players are at a spring training camp, you know, in a city like Clearwater, Florida, where I think the Philadelphia Phillies train, or some of these Phoenix, Arizona area suburbs where there are a lot of teams that have their spring training homes. I mean, how many players are in a facility between all the different levels of the minor leagues and the potential major league candidates?
Yeah. Most major league teams will have somewhere between 50 to 65 players in their major league camp. And then obviously when they make their final roster cuts, they'll get down to 25. So those other 25 or 35 players will end up in the minor leagues. And in addition to those guys, there's also about 150 to 170 players that are on minor league contracts that are working out at spring training, hoping to be assigned to one of the minor league teams for the 2020 season. There'll usually be anywhere from 20 to 30 guys cut at spring training as minor league players, and they just go on to find regular jobs like the rest of us, but you know, the rest of them will be split up amongst all the minor league teams across the United States and into Canada. So you know, we'll end up with about 6,000 players, give or take a few, on opening day across the minor leagues. So it's quite a few guys when you put them all together.
What is minor league baseball doing for these players who were expecting to start getting paid on essentially April 1st, and now that there's no games, they might not really get a salary until the season starts again? What's the situation for guys like that who are 23, 24 years old and might have been playing in a city like Trenton, New Jersey this year?
Yeah, they're in a tough spot. All the major league teams, so all these players that are assigned to minor league cities for the summer are employees of the major league team, and they get paid by the major league team. So the minor league teams don't pay the salaries of the players, the major league clubs do, so they're kind of at the mercy of those major league teams. Now, some of those teams, I think, have come out already and said that, yeah, we're going to pay our guys, you know, effective opening day. Now, nobody gets paid during spring training, but when the regular season starts is when the paychecks start coming in. So a couple of teams have already come out saying we're going to pay our players. It's a tough spot. You know, everybody across the globe really is, you know, cutting payroll and cutting hours, cutting staff, all that. And, you know, it's luckily Major League Baseball has quite a bit of money built up. They're $10 billion a year industry. So hopefully they'll be able to take care of everybody, you know, and get them through this coronavirus outbreak and hopefully, you know, get everybody back together and get spring training going at some point later this summer and have a good 2020 season.
Thanks to Dan Friedel for that very insightful interview with Jeff Lanz, the Senior Communications Director for Minor League Baseball. Some European soccer players have taken to social media in calling for precautionary measures in effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Ivorian striker Wilfried Zaha tweeted, and I quote, "Make sure you and your loved ones are safe in this period we are going through. The game we all love will be back soon." And that wraps up the March 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mukbilia Barrow. And thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
Hello. This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
This is VOA.